For me, unstoppable means that someone has found the light within them to rise up and to become resilient and to just use their determination and use it for their passion, for their vision, just to keep going and going and going.
The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.
Welcome to another unstoppable episode of the Podcast Empire. Today we have an unstoppable guest joining us, an author who has unlocked the secrets to leaving an incredible legacy through overcoming adversity. Her remarkable insights and experiences have touched the lives of countless individuals, inspiring them to rise above challenges and make their mark on the world. Get ready to embark on a transformative journey as we delve into the wisdom and resilience of our unstoppable guest, Sandy Routley. She is one of the collaborative authors behind the Unstoppable book number 3, wonderfully produced by Elsa Morgan. The first two were Amazon number 1 bestsellers. And I want you to sit back, relax, and prepare to be inspired as we explore the power of perseverance and the legacy we can all create with Sandy Routley. So let's begin this unstoppable episode. Welcome, Sandy, to the Podcast Empire.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much for having me.
It is unbelievable that the Unstoppable book series is now at number 3. And there are so many stories of overcoming adversity to leave a legacy. And you've got an upcoming coaching business starting where you're going to be, you know, a legacy coach. So this is perfect timing for you, Sandy. You are working full time as a care worker as well. You're spinning many plates in the air, like many of us women. And what inspired you to write a chapter about overcoming adversity and leaving a legacy?
So for me, I had been through a lot. And when this opportunity came up with Elsa, I thought, oh, wouldn't it be good if, you know, even if I could just help one person become unstuck, and to tell them that there is hope and to just believe in yourself, and all you have to do is take that first step. The first step is always the hardest step. I just felt it on my heart. Just I needed to help people. That's just, who I am.
And what a great start as well, you know. There's so much strength through vulnerability, and our stories have the capability to unlock somebody else's prison or potential. And it's through our story sharing, like many people have done for generations, where we really connect and have that relatability. The Unstoppable series and your chapter is called Footprints. So it's an intriguing chapter title. What does unstoppable mean to you?
For me, unstoppable means that someone has found the light within them to rise up and to become resilient and to just use their determination and use it for their passion, for their vision, just to keep going and going and going, just to get up. Every time you get knocked down, pivot, go again. Yeah.
And we all get those challenges and we all feel stuck. We all feel like we can't do it anymore. And stories like these that we share in the Unstoppable series, they really give hope to somebody who is feeling stuck. And we say, you know, if you get down, get back up again. But it's not that easy for some people. That's where these stories help with those, you know, specific strategies or techniques. Is there something in your Footprints chapter, Sandy, that you can maybe give us a little bit of a sneak peek into your chapter, maybe a specific technique or strategy that you mention in your book for overcoming adversity to leave a legacy?
For me, my biggest, when I had my biggest challenge, I was pretty much on my own. But if I had to give advice to someone, I would say look for someone who's done it before you. Find someone that can help you do what you need to do. Focus on one thing at a time. And just practice gratitude and meditate, journal, and just get your thoughts together. Yeah,
fantastic advice there. Now, in your chapter, what's the essence of your chapter? We know the book's about overcoming adversity. We know the book's about leaving a legacy. What's the overall essence in the Footprints chapter? Is this your personal story of over time or a specific incident?
My chapter's about just over time. My life over time. I haven't included all my details in there just so people can connect with me if they want to know more or if they need to reach out for help. I can help show them the way.
So when you're mentioning footprints, this is past footprints and footprints to come?
So Footprints refers to the poem Footprints. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I think I am. I think I've seen it on a card or something like that. I'm not quite sure. That's why I asked if it had some kind of reference to your chapter as well. So it's kind of in correlation with the Footprints poem, is it?
Yeah, but it was a special bond that I had with my grandma and that poem. Yeah.
Fantastic. And you're starting a business. Have you got three tips about anybody thinking about starting a business?
I would say to know your vision, work out what you want to do, because it's taken me a few months to pinpoint exactly what I wanted to do. Research and find pain points and know that you can offer the solution. And network, build some rapport and just network with other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great tips there, because when we're working full-time, like you do as a care worker, and we're trying to get that side business up and running, it can be overwhelming, and time is our biggest asset, right? So we have to maximize the use of our time. So, engaging with a coach or a mentor that has paved the way before for us, has got a blueprint or a proven strategy that we can fast track our growth, and fast track our building our side business or our main business is always an essential part of launching. It's an essential part of connection, building rapport, and knowing the step-by-step processes that is going to get us to our main goals. Now, Sandy, what kind of message would you like to leave the audience on today?
I would say to believe in yourself. Always have hope. Have gratitude and just believe in yourself.
Some great, powerful words, simple and profound. If you're listening to this episode today and you need that inspiration, you need that motivation, thank you for joining us on this Unstoppable episode. And we hope that you found this conversation with Sandy insightful and captivating. If you're ready to embark on your own journey of resilience and leave a lasting legacy, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more empowering content. And while you're at it, we'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave a review and share your thoughts with Sandy on today's episode. And to dive even deeper into the Unstoppable book series, be sure to grab your very own copy and immerse yourself in the stories, just like Sandy's, that will give you determination and push you to be the best version of yourself. Check the show notes below and connect with our unstoppable guest, Sandy Routley, and grab a copy of the Unstoppable book and tune in to Footprints chapter from Sandy. Stay tuned for all of her latest episodes and her projects. And remember, it's never too late to start creating your own unstoppable legacy. Thank you once again for joining us, Sandy, and we can't wait to have you back on another unstoppable episode, and we will see you in the pod. Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you so much. Bye.
The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.